Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You serious?
So it's Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour, day two of the main convention here at E3, and I'm very happy to meet Dave Ranyard, who's a very big part of what Rebellion is putting together right now. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, enjoying E3. It's a lovely day.
It is always a lovely day in California, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So let's jump straight into it. Arca's Path is one of the titles that we've managed to get our hands on, and you are known for your history in VR. What do you think you brought to the table with regards to Arca's Path?
So what we wanted to do, actually my challenge to the team, if you like, was what can we do that will run on any headset? Because, you know, that gives us a nice market to go for. Also, it removes some of the questions around how the control scheme is going to work and so on. And I have to say, I might have said, I don't know, a ball. But the team came up with an amazing idea with Arca's Path, and what I'm really, really pleased with is the intuitive nature of the control scheme, and how beautiful it is, and the soundtrack, and the story. I'm proud of all those bits, but I think the culmination of all those means you kind of put this headset on, you're in a beautiful place, and pretty much everyone, you put the headset on and you don't tell them how to play it, they just play it, and very quickly they get what they're doing, and then after a while they realise they can fall off a level and there's a bit of jeopardy, but people are just intrigued. A lot of people have said, because E3 is famous for being very loud and brash, and you know, and a lot of people have described it as an antidote to E3, which is quite a nice little sort of statement and phrase. So you know, that's it really. We've tried to create something that's relaxing, that's simple but challenging, and really enjoyable, and perhaps a bit different to the other VR games that have been out so far.
And, you know, your history at Sony meant that you were behind some titles that were people's first experience ever of VR. And I feel like you've designed Arca's Path so that you could still appeal to people that still haven't tried VR, because there are many people that have, but there are also people that haven't tried VR. How intentional was that?
Oh yeah, I mean, we wanted to make something that people who are really into games and VR could get a lot out of, no doubt about that. And there's challenge, and if you want to get all the collectibles, you get time trials and things like that. But we also wanted it to be, actually, you know, I haven't played VR, or I'm not like a Twitch gamer, but this is a really enjoyable experience as well. So, and again, that's for us, it's about opening up the audience, and putting us in a slightly different position. I'm hoping that we perhaps will stand out a little bit compared to some of the other VR titles, because it is that bit different.
And how did you work fusing story with kind of a skill-based game that you use your gaze to move this ball around the screen with?
So we wanted to have a light narrative that would drive you through the story. And actually, I mean, in the demo you've seen, it's nice and beautiful, right? But if you saw at the end, you see some levels that are a bit more disrupted, broken. And so emotionally, we wanted you to kind of go, leave the Shire and get to, what is it, Mount Doom? And want to be getting back to that wonderful place, want to be putting things right again. So there's like a deep emotional driver there. And then we wanted to have a very simple story. We've not got any text, no dialogue. But we've got used like tips from graphic novels in terms of showing story play out. And it's kind of interesting that, because we use panels for different parts of story. But in VR, you can have depth in the panels, and it gives it a really cool effect. It's like, oh wow, these things are moving, and then your eyes drawn somewhere else. So we just wanted to give that story and that emotional driver to keep you playing through it.
Yeah, I've got to say the parallaxing, the way that the character moves with its background when you're kind of looking at the story, the comic I kind of call it, is really, really cool. One other thing I love about the game is the music. The sound is really important. Like you said, there's no dialogue. Was it Rafferty that you got?
A guy called Rafferty. He's been amazing. I mean, really good. And I love the fact that his work is kind of organic, but also a bit glitchy, which is a bit like the art style. So there's a really great match there. And when we first heard his music, we thought, that's it. That's the one. And he's been so good to work with. And he's signed to Ninja Tunes, a great label. I've been a fan of Ninja Tunes for years. So, and actually, it's an old friend of mine who worked on SingStar with me, who's the contact at Ninja Tunes. So that's been a great opportunity to kind of work with an old friend, bring in some more new talent. And the sort of soundscape that he's created, the team have really enjoyed, building the stories to and building the levels to, and it just felt like the whole thing it's just a beautiful thing because of that as well.
You leave a lot of gaps for the imagination to take hold, and that really has been drawing everyone in.
Yeah, I think the simplicity, you're absolutely right, it's a mechanic that's easy to get, and you just know, and even like it's a platform where you're going from A to B, you know what you're doing. You know, it's very simple. I don't know if there's any instruction. I think begin is like the only instruction. So I'm very pleased with that. But but it's also it's not like childish. And I don't mean that it wouldn't appeal to children, but it's got it's kind of got an element of sophistication in the graphics and the story and the art style. Yeah, it's appealing to a lot of people as well.
I mean, I'm a fan of the game. All the other presenters that have been here today that I've seen are a real fan of the game. Like they said, like you said, it's like a breath of fresh air. Everything's really hectic at the moment, especially at E3, and Arca's Path feels like a kind of meditational take on VR. As an authority in VR, though, I'd like to call you Dave. What do you think the future of VR is going to be like then?
So, I mean, I love VR. I'm very interested in it. People sort of say, oh, is it stalled? I don't think so. I mean, year on year, things are getting bigger. I never thought it was going to be an overnight, oh my God, tomorrow everybody's, and if you look at mobile, it took a while before mobile games were taken seriously, right? I think there's a lot of excitement. I think it's interesting to look at the market, the sort of mobile all-in-one headsets like the Oculus Go, the Vive Focus, the Mirage. I think those will have a big impact because the price points are great. It's a Christmas present price point. It's the same price as a DS, right? So there's people definitely like VR. Good quality content. It's been perhaps a challenge, and I think that's why PlayStation have done very well, because the additive cost of the hardware is not too bad. People who don't have that opportunity can now get a Go or a Focus. I also think that the location-based VR is very interesting. So I don't know if you've done the Void Star Wars experience.
Absolutely love it. It was ridiculously amazing. I mean, it felt like the combination of augmented reality and VR.
Yeah, and so I think those will be a big educator. And they're going to start to come into more and more locations, more and more of a cinema ticket price. You go, you have an amazing experience with your friends, and you're going to have dinner or drinks or whatever. I think that will be a big educator for consumers as to the powers of VR, and that will then contribute to them investing in home VR, in a year or 2 years from now. And just being in LA, the entertainment industry are taking that location stuff really seriously, because it's a huge opportunity for them. There's lots of massive movie IPs that are going to be coming to a shopping centre near you in the next sort of 12-18 months, so I'm very interested in that as well. I can see it. I mean, I think, is it AMC are putting in VR arcades in their cinemas? There's a few companies that are going out there, kind of like the old school arcades for gaming, and doing that. There's a bit different business models. Some are more like almost like a mini theme park, in that you go in, you have an experience a bit like you might do a roller coaster, but it's say 10 minutes in VR with your friends. Others are more like, here's a place, there's 20 VR pods, and you can go and play like you might go have played Space Invaders or Galaxians. And it will be interesting to see how those play out. I think both will do well, actually, and I think it will, all of it will contribute to a positive effect on home-based VR.
Well, thank you very much for the information, and also thank you very much for Arca's Path. I can't wait to share it with the article and our listeners. A very fresh take on VR.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that you are enjoying it, and have a great E3.
Will do. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with myself, Marcus Brunzi, and Mr. Dave Ranyard.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.